Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about the three reasons narcissistic people discard others. This comes up in most people's relationships eventually, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. If you've been trying to learn about narcissism, you've probably already heard about the dreaded discard. You may have even experienced it. To discard something means to throw it away, and discard is usually the final stage of the relationship with a pathologically narcissistic person. There are three stages in these relationships. The first stage is idealization, where the other person is idealized by the narcissist as perfect and amazing and wonderful, a soulmate, a kindred spirit, the only one who understands. This lasts for varying periods of time and is usually characterized by love bombing, which is exactly what it sounds like. The victim is bombarded with affection, concern, and all of the things that they believe they're looking for in a relationship. This stage is usually intense and moves very quickly. People feel swept off their feet, and though they might notice red flags in this stage of the relationship, they're more likely to ignore them or try to explain them away, because the rest of it is just so wonderful and amazing. The second stage of the relationship is the devaluation stage. This is when the honeymoon is over. No longer perfect in the eyes of the narcissist, the other person now finds themselves to be the target of the narcissist's rage or condescension, frustration, fear, hysteria, or varying other types of abuse. The devaluation stage often starts slowly, getting worse and worse over time until the person finds they can now do nothing right. Everything they say is wrong. Everything they do is bad. All their motives are evil. All their feelings are hateful, when their feelings matter at all. The perfect partner has now become a perfect nightmare, and the person just can't figure out what's gone wrong. Adding to the confusion is the fact that most relationships with pathologically narcissistic people swing back and forth between idealization and devaluation. One minute you're the greatest thing that ever happened to them, and the next minute you've ruined their life. If you throw in a few epiphanies, which are those moments where the narcissist seems to suddenly see the light and realize everything they've done wrong, and it's no wonder people are so confused and unsettled by these relationships. The alternating between idealization and devaluation can go on for years, often with the idealization stage becoming shorter and shorter until the relationship is nothing but nonstop abuse and problems almost every day. The narcissist is combative all the time, accusatory, aggressive, provocative, and nasty. Or maybe they're silent and cold, ignoring the other person completely except for when they want something. There may be a break in the devaluation when the narcissist feels insecure or when they want something, but mostly the relationship is abusive and invalidating. There is no set time limit for how long this can go on. In some situations, it ends in discard within 6 months, and in some, it can go on for like 30 years. When discard does occur, it's usually for one of three reasons. Number one, the cycles and the victim have ultimately become so boring to the narcissist that they don't care to engage anymore. Number two, the victim is so burned out and emotionally bankrupt that they no longer react to the narcissist's endless provocations, which causes the narcissist to lose interest. Or number three, the narcissist has found a new source that isn't wise to their scam yet. When the cycles or the victim have become boring, narcissists will likely look for something else to stimulate them. This could be new people, new situations, new drugs, or anything else that will light up their dials. The same old arguments or control over the same old person or people just isn't satisfying anymore. It may be that they've broken the person down so completely there's no challenge. Or conversely, that they've never been able to assert control over the person and have decided that it's not worth bothering anymore. Many narcissists are a paradox in that regard. They would like somebody to be submissive and easy to control, yet they often lose interest when that happens. In this same way, if a person will not knuckle under at all, they can lose interest in that as well because they're not getting what they want. If the person becomes so emotionally bankrupt and burned out that they're no longer able to react the way that the narcissistic person wants them to, this can also result in the narcissist losing interest. This happens all the time. You can only listen to the same hysteria and threats for so long before it just stops upsetting you. Your body cannot stay in such a heightened state. It gets burned out and stops reacting. When this happens, it's often taken by the narcissist as a sign that someone no longer cares for them and that they're not important to the person or in the situation any longer. they want people to react to them, to their tantrums, to their provocations, their silent treatments, their nasty little comments. They use this to gauge how much they matter. If someone stops reacting, a pathologically narcissistic person will often take that to mean that they no longer have any power or control in this situation and are no longer important. They would then be more likely to seek out a situation where they can feel those things again. Regardless of how bored or unimportant the narcissist feels in their current situation, however, they are unlikely to leave it if they don't have a new one lined up. Narcissists use other people as resources to obtain attention or energy from them, which is often called supply, that they can then process into self-worth because they have no way to create or sustain that on their own. This is absolutely vital to their survival. Narcissistic people that are cut off from supply bottom out and decompensate, often becoming suicidal or breaking from reality and becoming psychotic. Because of this, bad or weak supply is better than none at all, so they are unlikely to leave without a new resource. Now, sometimes, even if the relationship has not gotten boring, a narcissist will jump ship for a new source of supply simply because the new one is not tainted by imperfect opinions of them. Once the initial perfect idealization stage of the relationship has ended and devaluation has begun, when the honeymoon is over, in other words, narcissists may jump at the chance to gain supply from a new perfect source. Not only does the old source of supply see the narcissist as flawed and no longer perfect, the narcissist sees the source of supply as flawed as well. In a relationship with somebody other than a narcissist, this would be fine. It happens all the time. It's normal, it's natural, but for narcissistic people, it's intolerable. A new person or people who have no previous experience with the narcissist and therefore no negative ideas about them is seen as ideal, just as the victim was initially seen as ideal. The narcissist will likely eventually destroy this new relationship or situation too, as they do with all the others in their life. But until that happens, they would prefer untainted, perfect supply over any other. That's why the supply of strangers is often more important than the supply of the narcissist's family. Those strangers know nothing about the narcissistic person, and therefore, they have no bad ideas about them. The supply that comes from strangers is more pure than the supply coming from people that know who and what the narcissist really is. It supports the false self that they project onto the world because these people have no way to know the truth. Regardless of the reasons they give, the truth is that pathologically narcissistic people only have relationships in order to gain this attention or this energy that they can process into self-worth. There's no other reason. They're not interested in companionship or friendship for its own sake, and they could care less about the needs of other people. Therefore, if the supply runs out, their interest in the relationship runs out too. Sometimes people try to be the perfect supply in the hopes of keeping the relationship going, but they soon find out that there is no such thing as that. Part of the reason you're in the relationship at all is so that you can be the scapegoat for everything the narcissist needs to blame on other people so that they can still keep believing in the false persona they project onto the world. As far as they're concerned, they're not mistaken or wrong or incorrect or abusive or stupid. You are. Because of this, you can never be seen as perfect. Ever. If you've been discarded, remember that it has nothing to do with you or who you are, and everything to do with who the narcissist wishes they could be. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via email, via text. If you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I am now giving workshops once a month, so if you would like to check those out, you can also visit littleshaman.org to do that, or you can use the link that's available in the information section of this video. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you, and have a wonderful day.